We're going to go ahead and take all the loose data on back into the command module, Charlie.
Roger. This television transmission has now been running about 42 minutes. Spacecraft now about 176,000 miles from Earth.
Apollo 11 Houston, buzzer parachute 2 attempting to put on the sun filter and viewing the sun through the AOT, over.
Yeah, unfortunately it looks like it's down a little bit more towards Los Angeles than I can be able to see in the AOT.
Roger.
Well, I got a beautiful view of the side of the command module out of the AOT looking in the left rear detent.
Right.
I can see the hatch and all the EVA handrails. First time we've seen the silvery outside of the command module. I can read the letters on the hatch cover. It's a boost cover release. And the big yellow arrow that points toward the opening place where the tool B goes.
Right. Great shot now, back down into the...
And left on the...
Go ahead, Buzz, over.
Say again.
I just saying we got a great shot looking back into the command module.
Okay. Yeah, on the left detent, I can see the rendezvous radar. When I move to the forward detent, that's about all I've got. I'm looking eyeball to eyeball.
Right.
Neil Armstrong has apparently been holding the camera, looking back down through the tunnel, and it appears now that he's handed the camera to Buzz Aldrin. This view still looking back through the tunnel. We see Mike Collins in the background there.
Charlie, is there any concern about the duration that we ought to have the window shades open?
Stand by.
We don't have any circulation in here and might get a little on the warm side.
Right.
We'll put up a couple of hoses in the command module here and get a little circulation going.
Sound like a good idea, Ola. Apollo 11 Houston, as far as the window shades go and the limb, there's nothing except for crew comfort. I don't think we got any systems problems. Be sure to put them back up when you egress, over.
We will do. Charlie, I'll give you a view out of the overhead window back looking at the command module right-hand rendezvous window.
Roger. Well, we see it now. Thanks a lot, Buzz. It's a good view through the overhead.
One washer on. One washer going by the overhead.
Roger. There we go, we got it now.
There wasn't very much debris in the command module or the limb. We found very few loose particles of bolts, nuts and screws and lint and things. Very few in each spacecraft. They were very clean.
Roger. Sounds good. Houston, we have a good view out of the rendezvous, correction, the overhead window of the limb. We don't see anybody staring back at us, though, over.
Charlie, can you see Mike's two eyeballs peering out of the rendezvous window?
11, Houston, stand by. We haven't picked him up yet.
You're looking through a lot of layers of glass.
Houston, we had a slight glimpse of Mike in the rendezvous window at that time. It's pretty murky looking into there, though.
Okay, here he is. I've got him on the monitor now.
Okay, we see him staring back at us now. Hello in there. Apollo 11 Houston, our recommendation for the ISA is to stow it back over the instrument panel, over.
Roger, will do.
This transmission's been running about 54 minutes at this point.
Eleven Houston, we can make out the markings on the panel. We read System A, S in fuel, S in oxidizer, quad 1, quad 4. It's really unbelievable the definition we're getting down here off that little camera, over. We can even see the barber pole on the dog back. We can read the markings on the instruments for the glycol pressure quantity, PCO2. Even read the scale on the 8 ball, over. Houston, we see the cross feed barber pole, and we had the Velcro patches back up to the RCS systems now. We can see the markings on the meters, green and red bands, in limit. We see you raise the cover on the abort stage. We don't recommend that.
Yeah, we're going to tape that one over.
Right.
We're going to tape that one over.
We concur.
The restraints in here do a pretty good job of pulling my pants down.
Roger. We haven't quite got that before the 50 million TV audience yet. At 11 Houston, that's a good view of the 8 ball. We see you can even read the off flag there. See the signal strength meter for the radar, read the numbers on it.
At this point, we've had to take the color down momentarily. We've run out of tape on the color conversion recorder. We estimate we'll have the black and white for about 5 minutes while the tape change is in process, and then continue to convert in color after that point.
To LEM Power.
Roger, stand by. We'll have an answer. 11, Houston, on that TV, our commentary, the monitor I was looking at was delayed about 12 seconds, 12 to 15 seconds while it went through our color converter. It was probably, you thought I was crazy, but we were looking at it 15 seconds after you broadcast it. 11, Houston.
No, we understood that, Charlie.
Okay, on the LEM camera, so we'd like you to do it on LOI day with the LEM power, over.
Okay, that's what
the black and white view that you're seeing now is the unconverted color picture as it comes down from the spacecraft. The flicker, of course, is taken out in the conversion process. And we've now been receiving television pictures from the spacecraft for about 1 hour.
Checklist stowage packet. It's got a 16 millimeter camera in it, and it's got this little cylinder, and I don't understand what it is. Maybe you can tell us.
Roger, stand by. We can't figure it out either.
It's got an arrow on the back and it says turn, but I'm afraid to turn it.
All right, 11, your friendly geologist says it's the camera crank. Excuse me, for the 16 sequence camera, if it jams, over.
Oh, very well. Thank you.
The reference to the friendly geologist refers to astronaut Jack Schmidt, who is here in the control center.
There's that word again, ancillary stowage container.
Roger.
And we're back with the color.
The shades didn't quite hack it there, Buzz. Over.
Getting high bit rate off the Omnis at this distance.
Stand by, Mike. Apollo 11, Houston, about 50% of the time we're getting high bit rate off the Omnis when you're in PTC, over.
Okay, thank you.
Welcome. Apollo 11 Houston. Neil, at this attitude, you look like you're about 12 feet long.
Seems like I always find myself upside down in whatever I'm doing around here.
Apollo 11, Houston, could you give us a few comments on your crew comfort with the CFM hoses moving the air around, over?
Well, it's picking up a little bit of circulation in here.
What do you estimate the temperature is, Buzz, over?
Oh, I'd say maybe 73, 75.
Right.
It's hard to tell at this density and pressure of gas, but the comfort level is about the same as the command module.
It's
a little warmer, stuffier when we first got in, but it seems to be improving.
Houston copies out.
You may be able to see some.
Go ahead.
Some particles jumping around on your screen. That's just dust particles that are being eliminated by sun shafting in the window.
Roger, they're very clear now. Over. And that's a good view of Neil's correction of Buzz's circuit breaker panel there.
I can just barely see the handrail on the front porch from this position on the right-hand window.
Roger. Houston, our view of the panel 11 is... gets brighter than darker. Are you changing the F-stop at all, over.
Now what's happening is we get pretty close to the window now and then, and it drives the automatic light control into the stop, I think.
I think that's right.
Yeah, I had to switch on outside while I was going through the overhead window. That may be what's contributing to some of it.
Roger. Well, 11 Houston, we seem to be picking up a few bit more dust particles now. We see them quite clearly in the screen now, over.
Yeah, I'm choking on one every so often.
Houston, your show is going out to the U.S. now. We're about to get the satellite up, and it'll be transmitted to some other countries after that, over.
Roger. I'm checking out this window bracket where I'll be putting it for the EVA pictures of Neil going down the ladder.
Roger. Apollo 11 Houston, we keep marveling about the color and the clarity of the picture. It's really difficult to describe. It's just perfect, over. Apollo 11, doesn't look like you're having too much trouble with that bracket up there, Buzz.
No, I tell you, those new knobs really make it easy to twist the thing and get it cinched down quite tight.
Houston, Buzz, how does the alignment look there?
Looks pretty good, as well as I can tell. Without the gear extended, I can't get a real definitive answer, but you couldn't fix it to any place to see much more out of the window without hand-holding it for the whole time.
Roger, it looks like to us it's going to work real well.
Enough room to... Yeah, I think so.
Buzz, we see you putting your window guard in place there, and back up to the ISA now.
Houston.
Houston, ask FAO if the 90-degree bracket isn't stowed in the commander's stowage assembly.
Stand by.